All right, today's daf is daf mem hey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a grand total, I think, of 10 lines on today's daf. We'll do a little more, but that's... we will do all of the daf today. We will finish today's daf. Okay. So not going to finish all the Ram, but we'll do what we can. We'll do what we can. Okay, so today's daf is sponsored by Aliza and Ari Ginsberg. The Zecher Nishmas, Leah Bas Yosef, and Shem Shadav and Leah, right on time. Okay, so yesterday, remember, we were discussing the Machlokas. There was a Machlokas regarding how Hefker works between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. Right, so Rav Yossi says that Hefker doesn't become full Hefker until it's taken in by somebody else. So Chachamim said it happens second, because Hefker, it happens right away. So then we brought down a Kasha from a brisa about that someone who's mafkir his kerem, and in the morning he wakes up and then he goes and cultivates, and in the morning we said that he was putter from the meiser. So that was fine according to Ula, who explained the prior brisa in accordance with the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there the case was that it became putter min meiser on a Torah level. Really, mit Rabbanan, you have to wait 3 days, but on a Torah level it became putter mit Rabbanan. The problem was, according to Reish Lakish, who explained the prior brisa according to Shita Rav Yosef, and the assumption of the Gemara is obviously that whoever authored one brisa authored the other brisa. So there's a question: how can this go according to Rav Yosef? Because how can he be only way he put it from the Meister is if it actually was Hefker, and then he was calling it back from Hefker? But how could it have ever entered Hefker if no one else grabbed it? Well, he could have been the one that grabbed it, but how could it have been? So Reish Lakish answered, No, you're right. Enoch Nami, I hold like Rav Yossi. I explained the previous Bryce like Rav Yossi, but this Bryce goes according to Rabbanan. Who says it? Just because one Bryce is like Rabbanan, that like Rabbanan, the other Bryce has to be like Rabbanan also. Maybe this Bryce is like Rabbanan, and the other Bryce is like Rav Yossi. So it's not a kasha. So Ibai's Ema, now we have a different, more fundamental answer. So Ibai's Ema, Hada Afkare Va'an Petren. It depends in front of how many people did the person make it hefker. If he made it hefker in front of two people, then Rabbi Yossi is going to say it's a weaker level hefker, and that only becomes, it only leaves the rishus, it only becomes full hefker when it's taken in by somebody else, by the third party. But if you mafker it in front of three people, then Rabbi Yossi is going to agree to the chachamim, and it becomes hefker automatically. Let's look at the Ran. So you look at the Ran, he says, Ibai Seima, top Ran, Klomer, Hachma. So therefore, this Brisa, so we're going to say one Brisa that the prior Brisa, where he says it, right, the prior Brisa said that you have to wait, right, which says, Tehebu of Keresel, Yom Echel, Shavas Achel, it's Ad Shalom Zachaba, you can be Chozer. So that's if you were Mafkir in front of three. Because Ein Lachanami, you can be Chozer, that's full, that's if you were Mafkir in front of two. Because then that place, he agrees with the Chachamim, that it's not considered, it is hefker meat. Right, a second. That is going to be. Let's read in the Ran. I think I said it backwards. Okay, Klomer Hachmas Nisa Nami the Mafkir's Karmo Rabbi Yossi Asya. Even both prices go according to Rabbi Yossi. The Ran says the Anka An Lo Kamer Rabbi Yossi the Mafkir Yochel Achzerbo Ella the Akrib Apetrei. If you Mafkir in front of two people, you can be Kosev. That's where you can be closed until someone grabs it. So that's the prior brisa. The prior brisa was his mafkir in front of two, and therefore until somebody else takes it, he can be closed there. Klomar she'ein sham shlosha dumi the masnisin dekatani de'ini moy macher, right? The svirulei, you see where svirulei the chol ki haygavna hefker ki matana. If there's only two people, then hefker is like matana. The ad the asli rishus zocher lo nafkis and rishus mafkir.
He doesn't hold that?
So the 3 days, we'll see, the 3 days only becomes, we'll see in a moment, but the 3 days... Right, we said that case over there in that Bryce didn't require the 3 days, because we said that the case in the second, where it was mafkirim for Yom Echad Shabbos Echad, because the Harama, someone who's being mafkirim doesn't do for 1 day, 3 days, they do it right away. So when the guy says, I'm mafkirim for 1 day, we're not choshes for Harama, so you don't need the 3 days. That's what we said yesterday in Iran. Yeah. Right. You're confused because they're other Rishonim, but we did it right. So that's what he said yesterday. He says, so the sphere related, the chol ki haigavna hefker matana. If you only do it in front of two people, it's like a matana. Why? The adas rishos lochel od nafkir zemaf. Give a time mishum to any moim acher. If there's nobody else there. So basically, what he's saying is that when you do it in front of two, it's basically you're trying to gift it to one of them. You want one of them to grab it, because two people don't have a kol, the Ron says in a minute. He says,
a
kol, a voice. It's not out, no, people don't know about it. He says,
it's impossible to
know
the difference.
So he says, look at the first white line. Dechad mitarvah, nothing we should say, adlas was mekabel, hachinam behefker, ki hai, dehefker zeh lematana dami. This is similar to matana. If you do it in front of two, and therefore, just like matana, it doesn't become somebody's until someone takes it. So, to this hefker, doesn't become somebody's until he takes it. It doesn't become hefker. But he says, if you go down another two lines, we call hecha the ikat klasa. When there's three, avshemilsa, it becomes loud. Vadaita the kuli alme avkari, and now he is a das of everybody. Below dami kala matana, it's not like matana. Hilkach afal gab to matana ad osiris makabel enough kushazocha. Therefore, by matana, it doesn't become leave his rishus when someone else takes it. Right, kihai. In this case, in front of three, afilu Rav Yosi molded the altar nafka mishusay. That immediately upon making it hefker, it leaves the rishus. Because once you say in front of three, it leaves the rishus. So fundamental is a fundamental change to Rav Yosi's shita. That Rav Yosi's whole shita that ad the afkir rishus mekabel only applies if you were mafkir in front of two. But if you're mafkir in front of three people, if you say three people, then it leaves right away. Which also begs the question about, we mentioned yesterday a little bit, just by Pesachim, when you're mafkir your stuff, mafkir your chametz, you don't really do it in front of three. You do it in front of two. The problem is, I don't think they're paskil. What?
You do it in front of one.
Don't do it in front of, I'm saying, so two, what's bad, one's worse than two. Okay. Right, yeah, right.
It's usually one.
You're not doing it in front of three. You're usually yourself.
You're rav with one person.
When you're mafki, your chametz, you do it in front of the rav. That's where you sell the chametz. When you do chol chamir of the chamir,
you do it yourself.
Right? Quiet. So if you just go, let's just read and finish the Gemara here. It says the Amar of Yochanan, Mishnah of Shimon ben Yotzadok, because Rav Yochanan said in the name of Shimon ben Yotzadok, kol hamafki b'fnei shlosha havi hefker. Whoever is mafki in front of three, that's considered hefker. B'fnei shnayim lo havi hefker. In front of two, it's not considered hefker. But Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amar Nah, that's not that. So that would be the Ibais Ema would be supported by Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok. But as a machlokas, the someone is about plukta. Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok says Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amar Tvar Torah Midaraisa Afilu BeEchad Havi Hefker. No, it's full fledged hefker if you're mafkir in front of one person. Right, it's full fledged. My time, Amru Mishum Bishlosha. Why do you do it in front of three? That's just because Kadeshia Echa Zocha Ushnai Meidim. But that's the situation where you want one guy to grab it, and two people to testify that he's the person who took it. It's just a realistic scenario. It has nothing to do with fundamentally of whether the hefker is valid or not.
It's more like a formality.
Correct, absolutely correct. So let's.
If you do it in the presence of two, that means. Only if somebody takes it.
According to the CBI same, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to have another person has to take it.
Right.
Find it.
What do you say two don't have a
call? What has a voice? How will people know about the hefker? So two people keep it quiet, and three people, more people will know. It's just an assumption of the beis din that when it becomes it's when you do it in front of three, and you're going to be arguing under your kimta. The Gemara assumes. That three people creates a call.
How do we hold?
Yeah. And look at the halakha, but based on the Ron, I don't think we hold like Rav Yossi, because remember, because this Rav Yossi was rejected in the Gemara.
Right.
This whole past daf was rejected in the Gemara, because the Gemara rejected Rav Yossi when said, that in the end we said that it's Gezeira Mishum Matnas Beis Choron. Let's just do that in the Ron. We'll see that right now. He said, okay, so look at the Ron. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Cain near Ali. Remember the Ron yesterday said that he's going to explain it because no one else explained it well. So now the Ron summarizes. It says, "Kain nearly pirusha the shmeisa kula." This is what I think the perish of the whole sugya is. V'yesh b'mashak kasafti k'sas devar mishlamati b'divrei rishonim zrochon l'bracha. Some of the stuff I got from rishonim. I guess the rest of the stuff is all mine. So that's the Ron. He says, "V'hach sugya." The Ron's great. "V'hach sugya kula." This entire sugya. Is Lamai the Salka Daita Meikara the time of Rav Yosi Mishum the Ksavra Hefker Matana Asya? This whole sugya only goes according to what we have in the Havamina, right. That the opinion of Rav Yosi was based on the fact that Hefker was like Matana,
right?
The Rav Yochanan the Amar Hachilael Ha'itosav, but Rav Yochanan who said that before he was I'll be yeshivish he was slugged up. He was knocked off. That's not the way the maskana. The cave and chicane. That's the cave and chicane. The maskanda el adchi le kol hach sugya. based on the maskana prior, this whole sugya is basically knocked off. V'nak, so then we do. So how do we explain all the stuff? Nakina leperusha lebraisa demafkir sadeyu ukma sodu ula kuhula rabbanon. So remember we had the machlokes about the prior braisa. Gracious, like rabbanon, it seems like Rabbi Yossi. No, we got to say the whole thing is to be like rabbanon, like Ula said. And the reason why, then we had, and the reason why, if you were mafkir l'shavua echad l'shana echas, right, l'chodesh echas echad, that it didn't take place right away, is that it, you were able to be chozer it, is because we said that was a hefker garua because you put this time limitation on it. So Rabbi Yossi is going to have to agree to that. He says v'kevin shelkekein l'maskan de'el adchei kol achsugi natila perusha brusa the mafkir sadeo ukras l'ula the kul rabbanhi Rabbi Yossi namihi the Rabbi Yossi lo piligalai the rabban and medina the hefker klal. Rav Yossi has no fundamental, according to this, our maskana, Rav Yossi does not have any fundamental machlokas by Hefker at all, right? V'hainu taima de sefer de katani de atzol zachaba bein hu bein acher yochel achzerbo. Why is it then you have to wait, like I just said it outside, the cave in the shavua v'shana lo shchichin lo nafim v'shus mafkir ad asu shuzocha v'kul kvish le'el. That's a specific case. But the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and between Rav Yossi and Chachamim is not the kabbi Hefker. It's the gabi hefke in a case of mudar hana. Because when you're mudar hana, that was our Mishnah case, when you're mudar hana and you're trying to mafkir something, Rav Yossi's of the opinion, then you're not really serious about it. Like the case of the wedding in Beis Chorom. Because, I didn't mean you to be mafkish, right? Remember the case in the wedding was, son is also to the, father is also to the son, and he wants him to come to the wedding. So the son is mafkir all his stuff, gave all his stuff to somebody else. The guy says, oh, this is mine, I'm mafkish everything. He goes, I didn't give it to you so you'd be mafkish, I gave it to you so my father can come. Well, it's not legit. So that's the reason why Rav Yossi has a problem, it's because of Matas Beis Choron. But fundamentally, he agrees with Hefker. So therefore, the Ron says, L'maskan of the sugya, you don't have to worry about this Rav Yossi at all. To look at the postgame, to what we do, whether anyone chosheish for it or not. But according to the Ron, this whole thing that we learned yesterday, right, the whole daf of yesterday, is not Lamaisa, because it has to deal with a opinion, with a view within Rav Yossi that's rejected, and it's rejected beforehand. Which is pretty interesting.
It doesn't say anything about Mandarin.
It doesn't say
anything. Yes, sir. I don't think, did I mention that at all?
Yeah. That was the Mishnah.
No, but I'm saying yesterday, the whole focus of what they were talking about.
That's all rejected.
They did not even mention that as being part of the whole case.
Right, it's not. It's not part of the case, exactly. The case of the 3 days is the guy that says I'm mafkir my property for the case of 3 days.
Yes.
The case of 3 days where you have to wait, that's because of the harama. That's because of the harama. It's nothing to do with mudar hana. The mudar hana case is in our Mishnah, and that's at the end. The maskana of the Ran is that's the only case where the Rav Yossi is going to disagree, because he has another harama of Beis Choron. The 3 days is a different harama because you want to get out of Trumas and Maisos. Okay, so Hajjan Allah Ein Ben Moder, Hajjan Allah, first volume, everyone take out the second volume.
Volume two,
let's switch, for those who need to switch. Huh? He texted me last night, so you had. Oh, got it. Someone using it already.
There you go.
Look on. Look on. You're not the only one who forgot it. Okay. All right. So the next.
It's actually Yossi.
Yeah, Yossi, put it again on your computer, on your phone.
Yossi, it's actually
here. Right? Yeah.
3 lines. 3 lines.
1 second. I give it to you on the phone. We'll have to edit out the delay here. I apologize to the listeners. No one's fault. Yeah. You can make it bigger, but there it is. Okay. Hashutvin shenadju hana zemizeh. So you have two partners. We'll see what their partners are. They're partners in the field. That they took. They each have mutual nedarim that they're also to each other. So therefore, they can't. What are they going to do about the field now? So asurinli karnes lechatzer. Tanakama says they may not enter the chatzer. They may not walk into the chatzer because they're walking into their friend's property, and they can't get benefit from their friend's property, right? That's what Tanakhama says. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Zen Nichnas Tol Shelo VeZen Nichnas Tol Shelo. They can both walk into the field because we're going to assume that they're walking into their own property. It's going to be a brayer issue. Zen Nichnas Tol Shelo VeZen Nichnas Tol Shelo. Right? Ushneihem asurim lahami rechayim v'tanu l'gar v'tat negolim. Both of them, even Rav Yossi agrees, Rav Lutz Yaakov agrees, both of them they might put up a mill or oven or two for chickens in the property. The reason being is because these three things, the type of things that people would use to be makbid, and by letting you do it, I am now permitting you, which is kind of the vitor, which we saw through. The vitor is also, according to all the Stam Mishnayos that we had, that vitor is also a benefit, and therefore if I'm not going to object to you doing something, that's providing you a benefit, and therefore they cannot use these things, which is the only way you would get able to do this if someone is about that. Okay, that's all the Mishnah that we'll do, probably most of the Mishnah we'll do today. Let's look at this run.
What's the name of the what's shalom? It's both together. What is shalom?
Because how are you going to distinguish who's is whose?
It's a joint field. What's his?
So that's going to be the problem. Okay. So, Hashukin Shanadu Hanazemizel, look at the run. The Kasavar Haitana, this time it holds Vitor Asar Ramuda Hana. That someone who's being Mavater is Asar Ramuda Hana. Why? Because typically we said that Drisus Aregel, people are makbid on. So why would you be makbid about somebody else coming in? So it's a small little thing, but not being makbid on something, we say he's also not permitted for a mudra hana. If I let you do something, even though it's normally other people that you do, if I let you do something, like before David Galler put up his fence over there, the people used to just cut through his driveway to get to shul.
Right.
He didn't like it so much. I don't blame him. So it ruined his lawn. So that's Vitor. People just walk through it. Jesus are regular. So by forgiving that and letting people go, you're giving them a benefit. So if I'm Mudra Nob from you, I can't walk. You forgiving me is a benefit. So I can't do that. So that's the case.
Well, what do you call our people in the eminent domain? They can walk through anyway?
That's an easement. That's somebody else. Then they actually have a right to it. Then that's theirs. It's legally theirs.
This is
the eminent domain. Two different things. Eminent are two totally different things. Eminent domain is the taking.
An easement. There's no easement issue here where they could just.
Apparently not. Let's see. It's going to come down to. We're going to figure out what the machlokas is. So Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Omer Zen Nichas Tov Shalom Zen Tov Shalom. We're talking about a chatzir that doesn't have din chalukah. If we remember Rabbah Basra, you know, if it's smaller than 4x4, because if you have a din chalukah, but a chatzir sheish din chalukah, divrei kol aser. Everyone says aser because you know how you rectify the situation. Split the field, and then you don't have a problem. Split the field, then you don't have a problem. But here, since you can't force each other to split the field, so you're stuck. Everyone's stuck with this, and then you have a problem. With perek shorsh and safara and. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Dafnan Aleph Amaveis, explains what the machlokus of this brisa is. Very fundamental, very important. The Gemara elsewhere tells us what the machlokus in this brisa is. And that's the assumption we're working with. The Gemara there says, Okimna Plutayu, B'yesh Breira O Ein Breira, whether you hold a Breira or not, whether you hold a retroactive determination. Right? Because how do you say it? The Rav Elazar Savar, right? Elazar ben Yaakov is going to hold the Yesh Breira. It's great. There is Breira. So every moment I'm walking, it's Huvra, Hadavla, Mafreya, that wherever I walk was mine. Let's see how that works. That's the rest of the rhyme. What? Because when I walked...
Breira's retroactive.
Right, so retroactively, now that I finished walking, we're going to determine that wherever I walked was mine. We'll get to it. Each one's walking in their own property. Rabbanan Sovereign ain't Breira. The Rabbanan hold is no Breira. So now first the Ron asks a question. Right? You say ain't Breira, so then ain't Breira means there's a definitive split. It can't tell which whose is whose. That means I'm walking in yours. Breira would tell me...
Even if you believe the Yesh Breira, it doesn't work for this case.
Why not?
Because both are walking the same place.
So each and every... So we'll see. See how that works. The Ron's going to tell us how Breira works here. And the big more fundamental question is we pass like with Lazar ben Yaakov, but we pass in Ein Breira by Divrei Torah. That's the Ron's big kasha. With all the Rishonim asked. The Gemara in Beitza says that when it comes to Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, by the Rabbanos we say Yesh Breira, by the Araisa we say Ein Breira. The Dharma are Din Araisa. So we should hold Ein Breira. But yet we pass in like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. How does that work? That's the Ron. That's the whole, now we're done. That's the whole question of the Ron. But before that, the Ron has another question. V'tamhani. Even though the fact that Rabbanan hold the Ein Breira, Amaya certainly carries the chatzir. Why is he forbidden to walk into the chatzir? Since it's a chatzir that doesn't have a din, you can't split it. The Ein Shutaf Yachol Lekof Es Chaver Lachlok, so neither partner can force the other partner to split the field, and he cannot force him. He doesn't have, he can't force him not to enter the field. So the guy, that, each guy, you know, has a fundamental right to enter into the field. How can he answer it? I can't take a net there to answer on you, something that's not yours. If part of the field is yours, and you have the right to enter the field, whether you have this right to enter the field, how can I forbid you from entering the field? It's your right.
Is it 50-50 or is it...
You're assuming that they each own... The shutvus is a 50-50 partnership.
So I have half and you have, or we own joint...
That's a major hakira in partnership.
Or is it there?
Right, so I think you look at the corporate entity. Look at the corporate entity, and they each own... Is it X in Fraud and Y in Fraud, as Grammar would say, or X and Y? How do they
own?
It's two ways of looking at it. So he says, Apilu Nidro Gamkin Hain Asman Lama Hina Surin, Hareki Shakol Echad Nichnas Lechatzer, Mishalohu Ne'er, Velo Mishal Chaveiro, Kavin Shein Halo, Yachal Akigalov. So the Ran says, Venirali, the Hainer Time of the Rabbanan. He says you can't say that one person owns the entire, that each one owns the entire field. Each one owns 100%. Can't be. The Mar Lav, the Kuli Chatzer, can't say that each one owns the Kuli Chatzer Kinyan HaGuf, the Olam. Each one has a fundamental right in the property, right? To E Mar Lav the Mar, because it can't be the partner. So whatever one owns, the other one doesn't own. So, I mean, it's so the E.S. Shalom or Gamkin, you also can't say the Bishash Shemishtamesh, at the time he uses the field, Igli Milsum Afreya, the Bishash Kniya Kanala Lahi Shaita Kinina Guf, the Ain Brave. You can't say that we look at it retroactively and say at every moment that he's using it, that retroactively that was what they decided in the beginning, that at that time he can have the whole field, because we don't hold the Brera according to the Chachamim, the Ain Brera. So what do they say? Ela Kol Chad Mehanach Shutfin Yeshlo La'olam Achatzer Ze Kinina Guf, the Haino Chelko. The kinyan shibu b'chalko shochaveiru. This is how it works. I have a kinyan aguf of 50%, and I have a shibun. I have a right to use the other 50%. And we all know that konama usam afkiyam ide shibun. So the konam that the other guy takes removes that shibun. That's why he becomes usher in that 50%. She'ein, right? Hilkach kasavi rabbanan to also kinyan shibu she'yeshlo al chalko shochaveiru konama usam afkino so. They say that's how it works. So I don't have a fundamental ownership in 100%. I fundamentally own 50%, whatever that means, and I have a fundamental shibud, I have a fundamental right to use the other 50%. And that fundamental right to use your property can be uprooted by your neder. That's how the Ron explains why this would be usher. It's because it's not that I have a right in 100% of the field. I only have an ownership right in 50% of the field. I have a shibud in the other 50%. And the other 50% can be removed by the konan. But Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, correct, because I have a shibud on that 50%. But removes.
Walking.
I don't have a kinyan aguf. I have a kinyan shibud to allow me to walk and to use it. I don't want to say it in English because I may use the word wrong. I have a right to use the other 50%. That you cannot,
Is there a line where I can go and he can't go, or not really?
No, it's within the entire.
There's a line.
There's
obvious.
Yeah, no.
Right.
So
the field.
I can use 50% of the reason why I can use that tree is because it's mine, and 50% of the reason why I can use that is I have a fundamental right to use your property in this
because you happen to walk there, or you decide
it's yours because we have a partnership agreement.
Right. You decide after I go there, and then by the way,
that's Brera. That's what Brera. No, that's not what the Chacham says. That's what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says. That it's not that I have a fundamental right to use that 50%. It's never hoover that I'm afraid that it's mine with the king of the book. It just happens to be that I had a right to use it. When you take the net there, you remove my right. That's why he's also to walk into the field.
So
that's why
they have no idea which one is there.
Correct.
It's all
highfalutin.
It's all commingled.
It's all right. So therefore, when they take the net there, they can't walk into the field because you remove my right. You remove my right to use your percentage, and I don't know which part of it is. I can't walk in the field. I'll violate the method otherwise. Rav Yaakov holds otherwise. But we're just starting the run. So he says, right, Rav Lazar ben, not going to do the whole run. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, Paligalayu.
I don't understand.
Possibly.
He has,
If they have a shibud, one guy can usher the other guy from walking into any part of the field.
The neda that he takes removes your right to use my portion of the property. And since we don't know, like, we can't definitionally define, so he can't walk. That's why he can't walk into the field. Correct.
So what happened to his shufas?
The shufas is sort of now they can't use it because they removed that right, and now they got a problem. Be matir neder. I don't know if you can even sell it now, because if you sell it, you're getting better. Like, probably.
What about what the field yields? What are we doing with money? And that's a big problem.
Yeah.
That's
the next part of the Mishnah. We'll get to it tomorrow. And it's only one way. So maybe the guy who's forbidden can't walk in, but the other one can. Okay. Now we'll just continue 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in the Ran. The Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Poligalayu, he argues why, Mishum the Svira Le the Yesh Breira. He says there is Breira. And therefore what? Umishum Hachi Amina, and we say, they call Shah Vishah, Shen Nichnas Lechotzer, Vidinashi Ka'il, Viguf Hachotzer Knu Lolagame Oso Tashmish. He's basically saying, when we say Breira, we're going to say that every time that he walks into the field, what he's walking into is the part that he owns. It's Hover Adav, that's part that he owns, Kenyon Aguf. Your neder cannot remove my kinyan aguf. Your neder can remove my right to have a shibud on it, but it can't remove my... You can't take a neder to ask for my house on me. It doesn't work. It's my property.
But the house is different, because you know you own it, but over here, you don't know which portion...
But Breyer tells me that the moment I walk in, that was mine. That's how Breyer works. It's a retroactive determination.
Of the exact portion you walked in?
Correct. Any portion that I walked in, I was hoover, double, or afraid that originally, at that moment in time, it would be mine.
How about on a Tuesday? Do you own the same?
View it like a timeshare.
Okay. Right, but do you own the same spot on Tuesday? Other day was a different.
Right, that's a good question. What if they walk in at the exact same time?
Well, one of them is wrong.
Right, I guess each second that one puts his foot down is hoover double on my freya that it was theirs at that exact moment.
No, Monday's on the east side and Tuesday's on the west side. Does it change every day?
No.
Whatever he
takes, it's over a double afraid of it from the beginning that was his.
I'm saying the next day he walks on a different side.
So what?
That was his.
It was over a double afraid of. My kasha is, I think your kasha is also, they do it at the exact same time.
It's not possible to make it up both.
Right, so maybe you say Aid Simpson. You can't be Simpson like that.
Yeah. Next
one, that's
a
Rabbi Who's afraid of Rabbi Yirmiya? So Mishum Haki Amina, the Kol Shah Vishah Shenichas Lechatzer B'Nafshi Ka'ayel, the Kufach Chatzer Kenuah Lo Lagamrei Lo Osu Tashmish, She'en Mishtamish Bob Mikinan Shivud. He's not using it from a Shivud, Ela Mikinan Aguf. She'kol Shani Yachol Lomar She'yesh Lekol Echa Kinan Aguf. As long as I can say that each one has a Kinan Aguf, En Ro'i Lomar She'kinan Shivud. You don't say he has a Shivud. She'en Nikla Kinan Shivud Mashu Omed King. Right? Lo Olam Bal Korcho Shavalechad. Okay, so that's the fundamental dispute of that, about Pereira or not. The Ran says that 50% of mine is mine, 50% is that I have a Shiva to use yours. Your nether knocks out my Shiva, therefore I can't walk in. And my nether knocks out your Shiva, therefore you can't walk in. But Zazim Yaakov says, no, I have a Kenyan and Guf in the entire as part, because every moment that I use it, it's Hover Adal and Freya, that when we originally divide the field, this would be mine. Okay, now, let's go a little further down the Ran. Next thing Ramas will be Ika. Right, now this is the fundamental question. The Ika de Makshu, it also asks, Kevan de Pluksayu de Rav Lazar Abonon b'yish breira v'ein breira. Since it's clear, right, it's clear to him because of the Gemara in Bava Kama, that the Machlokas between Rav Lazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim is whether or not we hold the breira. The Hechi Ukma Ravdin, the Ravina, the Hechi Ukma Ravina, the Perkshur Shaka Zaparo, because that's what they said in Bava Kama. Hechi Paskin de Gemara, how does the Gemara Paskin later, Kevan de Lazar ben Yaakov? This really Yesh Breira. How do you pass like Rav Lazar ben Yaakov? Well, holds Yesh Breira. V'habakarek Mashilin, right? In Gemara and Beitza, Askina, we come to the conclusion, the Chiles Leila Rav Hoshia Breira, when Rav Hoshia says that there's no Breira, that's Bidurraisa. Aval de Biro Abbanan Islay, but Dini de Rabbanan is Breira, Dini de Rabbanan there is no Breira. V'afsikna Hilchazak Rav Hoshia, and we pass him like Rav Hoshia, right? So Alma b'Doraisa ain't Breira. So therefore, on Din Doraisa, there's no Breira. On the Darim are Dine Doraisa, the Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. There's a stira between one halacha and the other halacha. How can we pass it like Elazar ben Yaakov? But we pass it ain't Breira. That's the question.
Even if you say yesh breira, it only works if it's actually possible to divide this property.
No, it only works if it's possible. If it's impossible to divide the property,
no.
Yes, that's what the Ron said.
You could say that it's greater because that was lemafreya. This is what I.
If you made, it says okmida gemara b'chatzos she'ein bo din chalukah. We're talking a place where you cannot divide it.
Then there is
if, greater.
Then.
Yes, there is. If there is, if you can divide it, then the way you deal with it is just split the field.
That makes no sense. The halach of greater was because of meiser. If I have something on Shabbos, then you
that's another aspect. Those are different cases of greater. The case of eruv. The case of
where it's possible to do it, to take the master off, or to put up, you know, an eruv. Here, there's no if it's not.
It's a different type. Okay, so you're talking a little bit about what the Ron's going to bring down. It's a different type of brayer because even those brayers say now we can fundamentally determine and make a fundamental determination of who's whose.
That's why
the brayer works a little differently. Because here the brayer retroactively doesn't determine that you own this part, you own that part. This is at that moment you own this part, but you don't fundamentally divide the entire property. You're correct. That one of the we should bring down.
According to this prayer here, it's like it's a movable, it's a changeable thing.
Correct.
Every second.
Correct.
Which is also a different thing that
correct
exists before.
So maybe that's why it's different here. Maybe that's why it's different. That's why we're trying to bring down.
Changed every
minute.
We do have a choice. The Rebbe on time will give us another choice, but we're not going to reject it.
Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, you can't figure out how to work out the case.
You can. The Rebbe on time has another way that we're going to reject. We'll see that in a moment. But the problem is that the Rebbe on time's way is going to end up being like you. Number one, we have the Gemara and Bava Kama who tells us how to learn it.
Correct.
Number two, Rebbe on time's way is going to reject all the Stamish lines that we had previously. So it's going to be a problem. There is another way to do it. You could come up with another logic, but it doesn't work. Point to the Ron, it's not going to work. We'll see that in a moment. So that's what we're going to now. See, right here. So he says, Teir Shabin of Tamzal, the Hacha, that here, halakha, right, we got it? Teir Shabin of Tam? The Hacha Karabi Lezer, Velomi Tamei. We're going to pass like a Lezer, but not according to his reasoning. Right? Nomi Tamei, Ka'aminan, the Iyu Savar Yesh Breira. He holds Yesh Breira, but we're not going to hold of Yesh Breira. We're going to hold about Vitor Asa Bermuda Hana, but on a Tzrile, the Ain Breira, of a Vitor Tzrile, the Mutu Bermuda Hana. Problem is Vitor. Is Vitor Mutter by Mudar Nod? I let you do something. In my field, is that considered Mudar Nod? So how would that work? Putting everything aside. So let's say that Vitor is Mutter. What's considered Vitor? We're talking about here just walking into the field. So Jerusalem is a regal into the field. We said that Jerusalem is a regal. People aren't Makbidon. So we're also to each other. I'm not Makbidon on you walking into the field. So then you walk into the field, it's fine. If you hold that Vitor, that relinquishing, is a problem, you still can't walk in. But if I hold that Vitor is not a problem, well, I'm in Mavata, you can walk in. We can walk into each other because all we're allowing each other to do is to walk, which is a negligible item. That's why it's Vitor. People forgive that. And if you say that forgiveness is not an issue when it comes to Mudar Hana, you have another construct here. The problem with that construct is now you're telling me that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Vitor is not a problem. The problem with that is, these rounds are bring down, is that we have all the Stam Mishnayos that we established in accordance with the Shita of Elazar ben Yaakov to tell us that Vitor is a problem. So how are you just changing the entire Masechta? You hear?
Yeah, but Vitor, in general, I can see it's not being a problem, an issue, because I don't care about it. If you think if you move it or not, obviously you do care.
Right. So right? that's the point. So your question, though, is when we previously mentioned Vitor. But according to those, Vitor, the things that commercially are acceptable are not considered, never included in the nether. That's because those are forgiven. Those are not things that you're mockbid on.
Well, he has an agenda and making
a, right, but the nether only includes certain things that are hanas. This is not considered a hana because it's commercially acceptable. This is the way it goes. When you buy 12, you get 13. That's
now,
whatever. That's
then that means we have to now stop putting thought to what he meant when he made the nether.
Right, but it doesn't work. Right, so that's how he goes. He says, right, here's what So he says, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal, posted the real line there, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal, lo nir lo devarav. Right? That doesn't make sense, Rabbeinu Tam. The lo mistabra lidchos kama stamos. We're going to knock off all these stamish nais, shenisru mechiltin, kemandam revitur asr b'mudar hana. We have all the stamish nais, which usually pass by, and they say that vitur is asr by mudar hana, like Yossi says. V'kula pirkin del'el kabasi asr. And the whole previous parak goes according to that. The whole previous parak was based on the fact that vitur is asr b'mudar hana. We're going to reject the whole thing now? You have machlokes between the prakim. The reed doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. Lefikach tirat Suzal. So he has a different answer. He says, you know what? You know when we passing in the Gemara in Beitza about Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Derais Rabbanan? The Gemara in Beitza is only passing that we say Yesh Breira, Derabbanan. But when it says that Ein Breira, Derais, we don't hold like that, and therefore even by Derais there is Yesh Breira. He says, the Gvade Kaimalan Kamanda Amr, that feel with the Derais Yesh Breira. We must hold, according to Manda Amr, says, that we Derais Yesh Breira. Mehadish Meisim. Well, how do you know that? From our Mishnah. It has to be. If our Blasim Yaakov holds of Yesh Breira, we pass on the Blasim Yaakov, it must be we hold Yesh Breira. He says, "Baha the Ifsika Hilchasa Kravoshia Bekarik Mashil." Aye, what about the Gemara passing like Ravosha in Maseches Beitza? The Amar the Berabbanan Yesh Breira Bilechud Hu Da Afsi Hilchasa. Yeah, we're splitting the Pesach. When we said in Gemara in Beitza that we're passing like Ravosha, we're only passing like Ravosha partially. We're only passing Ravosha by that the Yesh Breira Derabbanan. But Ravosha says Ein Breira Deraisa, we don't hold like it. So essentially, we're not passing like a Ravosha. Because Ravosha made that one statement. He said, Yesh Breira Derabbanan, Ein Breira Deraisa. We're passing like Ravosha that Yesh Breira Derabbanan. No, really, fundamentally, then you're not passing like Ravosha because he made one statement. So, and he tries to bring. He tries to bring it, bring down the. And if you go down further, I'm just going to skip the Rayas that he brings. If you go down another two, three lines, the right side says, Velom Mechuvar. The Ran says, that doesn't make sense. The Vade B'Deraisa, Ein Breira. We definitely hold Ein Breira. The Hakayim Lan Kiddush Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel. The Amar, like that's the case that you brought down with Marcel. The case is, say it outside, when brothers inherit property of land from the father, how do we view, and then they split the property. How do we view the split? Do we view the split as that, oh, this must have been their portion from the beginning? Or they are basically dividing it and buying it one from another. Nafkamina being on Yovel, does it go back into the pot? If it means Huvra Davla Mafreya, if it means Huvra Davla Mafreya that this was yours, so it means at every point in time, even if my father was alive, this was your portion, so it doesn't go back. It doesn't go back on Yovel. But if we say that we're splitting it, that we're buying it from each other, well then Lekuch can go back on Yovel. You got to re-split it on Yovel, and we paskin that what? That they have to split it on Yovel because we don't hold a Breira on a Din D'Oraisa. So it's clear we hold that there's Ein Breira on Dinei D'Oraisa. It says the Hakayim Lan Kishmul, the Amar Ha'achin Shachalka Lekuchasein. They're purchases from each other. Umachzir and Zel Zebi Yovel. They return it on Yovel. Ukev the Pasuk Rav Nachman Kavasi Perek Hashaleach. V'Taim Mishmul the Kasaver Ein Breira. Ukev the Isa Behedja Begitin. Another question. Isa Behedja Begitin. It's clear that we hold by Doraisa Ein Breira. So he brings down a little further. He brings down now. He's going to talk what Marcel was talking about. Kasav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. I think Rabbeinu Moshe here means Ramban. I think it means Ramban. I don't think it means Rambam. I'm not sure, because usually in the Ran, when he quotes the Rambam or the Ramban, he says Rambam or Ramban. So I don't know if he has a footnote there or not as to who this Rabbeinu Moshe is. Because it says Rabbeinu Moshe Behilchosav. You know, if you look at the back of the Gemara, we have the Halachos, next to the Rif. You know, we have in the back of the Gemara, you have the Rif, the Ramban, and around it, you have the Ritf and the Ruka Yosef in the back of a regular, real Gemara. So,
The
Moshe Yisrael is the Ramah. That's much later.
So
the Moshe Yisrael is 200 years, 200, 300 years later. No, not as close. He says, "Because of Rabbeinu Moshe Zabi Hilchusav, Marcellus is you. The Lo Dam Yahach Breira. This is a different type of Breira. Fundamentally different. The Lo Bra Hach Breira. The Hacha De La Alma. The Hacha Lav Nidi. The Lo Midbarer Haidnar Umidbarer Lemarchahu. Regular Breira means I don't know right now." Who owns what? But tomorrow I'll know who owns what. This Breira, I don't know who owns what today. And again tomorrow I'm going to be stuck with the same I don't know who knows what. I'm just saying that at that moment he was using his. But it's not a case where tomorrow I know exactly which portion belongs to him, which portion belongs to him. If you hold of Yesh Breira, let's say the case of the Yorshin. Right, the case of the Yorshin. So right now, before the estate is divided, I don't know whose is whose. Now the state is divided, so Yesh Breira tells me that the part that he got belonged to him always, and the part that he got belonged to him always. In our case, that doesn't happen. Because tomorrow, it's a chatzah she'ein bo din chalukah, and tomorrow I'm still stuck with the same, I don't know whose is whose. We're just telling me that at that moment we're saying that part was his. But at that, but tomorrow, I it starts all over again. Tomorrow the suffix starts all over again. Which I think this is what you were saying, Marcel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ron's going to knock it off, but still, that's the Mekabim to the Ramban. That's so awesome.
I don't
want to
think the suffix starts over; the suffix never ends.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The suffix never ends. It just means at that moment in time, we're allowing it to view it one way or this way.
That's the answer, but then it just continues.
Right. So the Ramban is saying, so since the Breira here is different than the Breira elsewhere, we could pass him like this Breira, which is weird because they were saying it's almost like a weaker Breira, and now we're passing like it. right? Because the other breiros who've come, we say who've redavel mafrei. So the Ron says, okay, if that's what the case is over here, well then that's not breiro anymore. You're on a new concept. Why is the Gemara telling me yes breiro, ain breiro? Why is it using the same lashon? If it's a different case, use a different lashon. The Ron's saying. So the Ron's going to give his own. So he says,
it's a Breira Garura.
It's a Breira Garura, yet we're going to hold by it. As opposed to the stronger Breira, which we don't hold by it, basically. Armina Kimanda Alvin Navjihu, the Lomish Tarish with the Chavre, Shim to Asala. He says, the Ain't Noachli. Good run. The Ain't Noachli. You know, I don't like it. The Ain't Noachli. Deem Isa, if that's the case, my Lishna, the Ain't Bravery, Yesh Bravery, the Armina Hassan Beparak Para. Why use the Lashon of Bravery? The Gemara in Bava Kama says that this is a machlokes of Yesh Bravery, Ain't Bravery. Not really. It's now a different, now it's totally, it's different, it's a different concept now. Right? Hare, Ain't Time of Shavu Blaz of Ben Yaakov, Mishum Yesh Bravery, Klau. Really, what you're doing now is, but the way you're explaining is that at the original time, the entire field was coned to him for at that moment. It's not brera. Brera means we could divide it. There's no division over here. We're saying at that moment it belonged to him. So the Ron says, which I think this is the funniest lashon. Nearly dvarim kipshata. That's simple explanation. Rather, this is Parshat. This is double Parshat. Nearly Devarim Parshat. I have 2 minutes to do this. The Breira Dahachik and Breira Da'alma. Breira here is like other Breira. Elamishim Dahach Breira Adifa. This is a better Breira, right, Marshall? Like you said, this is an even stronger Breira.
Right, but this is a worse one.
No, the way the Ron is going to explain it, he's going to hold it to a stronger Breira, right? Kirav Lazar Ben Yaakov. Miyuhacha Anot Shrikhan Breira. What is it? I'm not sure how he differentiates between the Ramban. The igla milsul lemafreira kibreira da alma mishum delekel lememra. He says it here. Elahachi karmina towards the end of the line. She shutfin halalu that these shutfin b'shah shelachu hachotzer at the time that they purchased the field al das kain lekachua. It was on this fundamental understanding. She b'shah sheyistamish ba'echad mehem at the moment that one uses them kekula shelo letashmish. It will be all his. The Breira means that it's a timeshare. It's an undefined timeshare. And when each person uses it, that defines the timeshare. So it's a full Breira. It's exactly what you said at the beginning, which I ignored you, but that's how you said it in the beginning, but that's how it was. So everyone was Maccabi to a different answer in the run. It basically looks at it. It's a timeshare. The question is, when do you own it? Do I own it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday? You know when you own it? You own it when you use it.
It's the same thing when you call up and use it and you have it.
That's it. And that's how it works for Breira. So that's why, so that's Breira. That's Breira. And we're going to say here that this type of Breira, for some reason, is a stronger Breira. And that's why we can pass him like it, as opposed to the other Breiras, because why and why it's stronger Breira. That's the only reason why I'm stuck. If you say it's the same exact Breira as any other Breira, you're still stuck with your question. So that's why I don't understand. Okay, we'll stop here. We're on. We did. I told you we'll do the entire daf today. Everybody have a great day.
That's it.